is open 7 days. People join and they can come and take part in all kinds of programs. But the thing that he emphasized was when you first go there, they get to know the person. And nutritional counseling is part of the program.
Right.
In fact, new people are required to keep an eating diary for 3 days before they begin any training.
Yep. There you go again.
Program. So they want to know what you're eating.
Yep.
And then they can address training as well as nutritional information to that.
Sure. There's the eating again. So exercise and nutrition have to go together, or else you're just wasting your time.
Yeah. They even have a program for mature beginners, people in their 70s and beyond. So I was telling him it sounds like the program I should take part in.
You're running on down there, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I can do more than type on a keyboard then. Yeah.
No. Well, your fingers are very thin, I'm sure. Let me ask you a question. Retro fitness always confuses me. Is it because I assume it? I make an assumption that it has to do with recycled exercise equipment, but that's not what it is, right?
Hey, this is Joe Peters, and I do two shows here. One is called Real Estate Matters, and the other one's called 55 Plus. And today is going to be our 55 Plus show. And I have got sitting with me Gail Patterson. Say hello, Gail.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Doesn't she have a great radio voice? When I listened to her message, I said, you should be on radio. We're going to talk about two interesting items today that I think will be of interest for both people in general, but definitely for the 55-plus crowd. So I'll get a little bit more back into it. We're going to play a few of our paid commercials. But before we do that, they asked to give me a weather report. So very scientifically, I've opened up the weather application on my Android, and it says it's 90 degrees outside. We're not going to have any more rain until Saturday, although the humidity will build up over Thursday and Friday, and it's going to be like 91, 93, actually down to 83 on Friday, so it's going to start cooling off. That's good news. And then on Saturday, 85 with rain, and on Sunday, 84. So maybe it'll break after we get that rain. But right now, it's 90 degrees. If you haven't been outside, it's hot. If you got stuck in that rain last night, I don't know what to tell you. It looked like hell. But it's not going to happen again today. So enjoy. We're going to be through a few commercials and be back to you in about 3 minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again with Gail Patterson. Say hello again, Gail.
Hello there.
Hey, doesn't she have a great voice? What we're going to talk about today, and we have two subjects. One of them is identity theft, and one of them is Legal Shield, and she's involved in both of those. She's also involved in her English as a second language activities, which we're going to talk a little about, because I think that's a great way to give back, especially as our Flemington area becomes a little bit more Spanish as the years go on. I think if we looked at the entire Hunterdon County demographics right now, we're about 6 or 7% Spanish, and it's growing every year. And I just helped Hunterdon Helpline, which I've been asked to join the board, do salsa night, and I had a blast. I mean, I left there about 4:30, and it rained, and I'm thinking, oh, nobody's going to come. And I came back at 7:30, and man, they were boogieing up and down the street. It was and it made a lot of money for the Hunterdon Helpline, which is a totally charity-driven organization that Susan Lax runs, and I've had her on here in the past as well. So let's start about identity. Let's talk about you first. With Gail. How did Gail get to where she is today?
How did I get where I am today? I'm a Jersey girl.
Okay.
So I was born and brought up in the Morristown area, and went to school there. And as it happened, in my junior year of high school, met up with this guy who is now my husband.
Neat.
So high school sweethearts.
How many years married now?
43.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I guess we're kind of like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know, those of us who can say that many years we're married. Much to the dismay of my English teacher, Miss Olive Schuster, she did not like my husband. And she didn't like the idea that we were going together.
Okay.
But she had to just deal with it and get used to it. But it's all worked out very, very nicely.
Super.
And we have two adult children.
Okay.
My daughter and her husband live in Jackson, New Jersey, and my son lives up in a little town called Cairo, New York, up in the Catskills.
Okay.
And it's very lovely up there. He really, really likes the area. It's very quiet. The town is kind of dead, but he's got a nice little spot where he lives, and he comes down this way a lot because he promotes musical concerts and musical groups.
Interesting. So did you go back to work after having the children?
Mm-hmm. I was working while my husband went to college, and then I took a 7-year break.
Okay.
While the kids were growing up, and then once my kids were in school full time, I started substitute teaching, which worked out real well because I could be out when they were out and home when they were home. And then as they got older, then I started getting full time jobs of different kinds. rather an eclectic work history, I guess you'd say. I've been in a lot of places and done a lot of different things.
Did you have education in any one specific skill? Or?
Yeah, I went to Douglas College of Rutgers back when it was all women.
I remember
and Rutgers
that.
Was all just men.
Is it still called Douglas College?
Well, there's the Douglas campus.
Yes.
But they did away with the idea of the school, the women's college. So there's the Douglas campus. You can take courses over there, but it's not exactly what it used to be.
Okay.
And Rutgers College had been totally men. And I think it was my senior year that it went co-ed. And then by the time my daughter went to Rutgers College, it was more women than men. So
isn't that interesting? And Marilyn works for Rutgers.
Ah.
It used to be UMDNJ, which is the medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Now
yep.
The governor hated that name because they were corrupt or something, and now it's Rutgers Medical School again. So she says it's changed. She said, you know, when we used to graduate from school, and a college degree was like the epitome of things. If you if you could attain a college degree, you were like the elitist of the crowd. Now it's nothing. You got to have a master's or a doctorate to
be
anything.
Yeah, keep on going. Keep on going.
Amazing how times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your degree when you graduated?
I got a Bachelor of Arts degree, which is what everybody was told to do at that time. Be a well-rounded person.
All right.
And take a Bachelor of Arts. But I majored in Spanish.
In Spanish.
That had been my best and favorite subject when I was in high school, and I went on to do that in college.
Wow. And you said, we did a little talking before we got started, that you had summered in Spanish countries.
Yeah, I between my junior and senior year, I was an exchange student with an organization called the Open Door Student Exchange, and I went down and I lived in El Salvador with a family. I probably wouldn't want to go back there now.
Yeah.
It's a very different place than it was then.
Right.
But I lived with a family for the summer, 10 weeks. I went to school every day with the girl, the girl that was my age, and got to know all her friends at school. And I lived, breathed, ate, everything was in Spanish.
Fabulous.
For that 10 weeks. And it was in my bones by the time I got back home again.
I'd worked for a large software company, and we sold retail systems to all over the world. And we've had some people sell into Mexico and some of the South American countries, and they'd go through the Berlitz immersion clinic.
Oh, yeah.
They just drop them in for 6 weeks and nobody spoke English. You came out speaking Spanish.
It can be horribly frustrating to start with,
yeah,
I'm sure. But yeah, if you have no other option but to speak the language. I mean, I had studied for 4 years before I went, and I was a good Spanish student before I went there. But when I came back, I was over the top, really, really good.
Well, and as you said, we used to start Spanish in the 7th or 8th grade, maybe 9th, and now the kids are learning it in preschool.
Exactly. It's really funny. When I was in 8th grade, my husband was in a different school, local, but we didn't know each other then. They thought this was this grand experiment that they were going to see if maybe kids as young as 8th grade could possibly, perhaps, handle a foreign language. So we took this test in this made-up language called Esperanto, and somehow or other, and I don't know how, I got a good enough score on it, I guess, that I was one of the anointed ones that was chosen to be able to go into the class. And I didn't know whether to choose French or Spanish, and my mother said, I think you should do Spanish, because she had done a little bit of Spanish when she was in high school.
Right.
And it was very good advice. Thank you, Mom. And I absolutely, positively hated it with a passion for the first 2 years. And I cried, and I carried on, and I wanted to drop out, and I couldn't stand it, and it was horrible. And my mother just kept gently saying, just stay a little longer, just try a little longer, it'll be okay. And then somehow in my third year, the sky opened up, and the angels sang, and something happened, and it became my best subject.
Wonderful.
So, again, so score one for Mom.
You teach Spanish as a second language. That's not today's subject matter, but while we're on the subject, let's carry it out.
Yeah, sure.
So how does that work? I mean, who do you teach it to? Where do you teach it?
Well, I've had the fun experience of teaching English as a second language to some people.
Okay.
And then Spanish to other folks. And I also tutor like high school kids and different people in Spanish. I also help some folks with their citizenship studies and filling out the forms and getting ready and studying all the stuff they have to do to be a citizen. I answered a little teeny tiny ad in the Hunterdon Democrat back in 1997.
Wow.
English instructors wanted.
Okay.
Well, that sounds interesting. And I got involved with a local company that was doing just that. They were helping foreign executives here for X amount of time improve their English so that they could do well in their offices and for their amount of time they were in the U.S. And I had a Japanese student and a lady from Costa Rica and a gentleman from Puerto Rico, all different kind of interesting, lovely people. And these were all executives that I was helping with their English. And that went on for quite some time. And then one thing led to another. I got involved with a program in Somerset County, which is a nonprofit called The Jointure for continuing adult and continuing education. And I teach during the school year from October to beginning of June. I teach two nights a week in Bound Brook to largely it's a Spanish-speaking population, but I do get some other people from other countries, Japan, Eastern European countries thrown in there too. And I teach English as a second language to those folks. And it's a lot of fun. I meet the most delightful people.
Is it now a labor of love?
To a degree it is. I mean, I do get paid for what I do.
All right.
But I do a whole lot more than what it is they pay me for. I just have a lot of fun getting creative with props and things that I can bring in to have something to talk about and launch a conversation. And in a week or so, I get to know the people, and then I start kidding around with them about their children and their jobs and things.
Isn't
and
that wonderful?
Draw them in. And it's a lot of fun. I really do.
And I think as you get into your senior years, which I admit to be, I like to say that 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior, now I are one. It happens, okay? You don't want it to happen. It happens.
When you're making other plans, John Lennon said.
Voting rights. I mean, it beats the alternative.
Absolutely.
A senior.
Absolutely.
And when you get to that level, what I've done in the last year is I went through the Leadership Hunterdon program.
I've met
a bunch of very interesting people within the county, and I've joined the Hunterdon helpline. Susan Lacks right across the hall. She interviewed me one night, and she said, we need people on the board, and it's been eventful. That's what the Salsa Night was all about.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Selleck, who's down the hall, who's been hired to help pull the county back together for our SEDS project, Comprehensive Economic Development Study. So he did this in Ohio, and he's now come here to help us bring people into the county and businesses into the county.
Great.
Well, he met me and said, Joe, we're developing a tourism and marketing board. You'd be a natural for it. So I'm now on a tourism
board. And there you are.
I love it.
But, well, isn't that great?
So I think labors of love are waiting for you.
They find you.
And
they find you.
It opened my eye when I went to meet Bonnie, who runs the Bonnie Duncan runs the – it starts with a Y. The foundation is going to come back to me. I'm having a senior moment here, folks. I said to her, how do people as seniors get involved? And she says, well, they don't get involved to find things to do as seniors. They get involved with the organization in order to help other seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of an aha moment because, in effect, I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was thinking of it, how would – you know, it's like John Kennedy said, ask not what America can do for you, ask what you can do for America.
Right.
It was more of just that. And it was an eye-opener. And there are so many projects. One of the things that she does, it's United Way, that I couldn't think of before. Why. Why is it why? I guess it's you.
But sounds like it.
Yeah. She says she has seniors come in and help do taxes for other seniors. So, you know, you're 57 years old. You get laid off. You really can't find a work economy because that's why you got laid off. Those jobs are probably all gone, or you're not willing to work with what they're going to pay you. So what are you going to be, a librarian? This is a great – I'm not knocking librarians, folks. No stones and eggs, please. But this is a very rewarding give-back kind of program, and Hunterdon County is full of opportunities to give back. And that's where my 55-plus program came from, is – how can we help people understand what's available to them? Sort of outreach to our seniors programs here are amazing. Nobody knows about them. It's like, how do we tell them about it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an eye-opening experience for me to go through the Hunterdon Leadership Hunterdon program. We had 9 people go through it this year, and it was challenging. But every day we spent one day in an industry. Once was farming, one was education, one was law, one was hospitalization. I know everybody. And all, like, I've sat down with Alan Kearns, the prosecutor. I've sat down with the president of our Raritan Valley Community College. I've sat down with superintendents of the schools. I've sat down with the president of the the hospital organization. It's like, wow, these are great people.
Mm-hmm.
We really have a neat county, and we really have some really nice people, and we have some wonderful opportunities which could turn into labors of love. So my name's Joe Peters. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm at 908-238-0115. Or that's probably the best number for me. And if you'd like to talk to Gail, and we'll repeat these numbers a few times for the evening, 908-399-2852. That's the same on both pamphlets.
Yes.
So let's talk about identity theft. I mean, we see it on TV, and it's, oh, my God, I have somebody stole my identity. And a lot of times it comes up when you go to get your income tax refund or file your income tax and whatever. But you could talk about it much better than I. How does one first discover what happened? And
well, unfortunately, it's a silent crime. And it's almost like a disease that you don't feel or know anything about
right.
until it becomes a major crisis, because people can steal your identity. They can steal it from a baby in the cradle, and nobody's going to know that someone has taken the baby's the date of birth, your name, and social security number. That's all they need.
That's all they need.
And they can go to town. And so your child might have their identity stolen from that young, and you never know about it, you never think about it, until maybe it's time for the kid to apply for scholarships for college, and you find out that they've defaulted on mortgages in three different states in the United States, and
wow.
they skipped out on utility bills, and all kinds of awful things, and here the kid is only 17 or 18,
right.
and it's not possible, but someone has had a wonderful time using the child's ID.
Well, I mean, it's always drove me nuts. I go into a doctor's office, and the first thing they want is my Social Security number.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm not. I'm paying for what I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's on my insurance ID, you can have it, but I'm not giving you my Social Security. Well, then you can't get services if you don't give us. It's like, why in the name of God do they need that?
It used to be that that was not supposed to be used for any identification
right.
except Social Security, but now it's used for everything.
Everything.
They want to photocopy your license every
right.
time you go there. They want your information every time you go there. Well, how do I know where those papers end up?
Right.
Really?
And who has access?
And who's got access to them? I'll tell you what can happen. And this is up close and personal in my family. My husband's mother, at about age 87-ish, went into a nursing home. And let me tell you what, this was a Cadillac nursing home. The money that was paid each month to this nursing home was a scandal. And some miscreant there got into the records, either got a piece of mail that came to her or got into the file folders in the office.
Right.
And got her Social Security number and her information. And this was here in New Jersey, where she was in the nursing home. Somebody in Florida was working under her Social Security number.
Wow.
And then never filed taxes on April 15th. And a very disagreeable individual from the IRS came after my mother-in-law, who, by the way, was in the dementia wing of the nursing home at age 88, demanding back taxes and penalties and all that stuff. And it ended up in a really long, drawn-out brawl between this guy and my eldest brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
Because he was handling my mother-in-law's affairs. And it was a protracted fight with this
wow.
guy, because he was like a pit bull. He wasn't
yeah.
going to let go of this. I don't know. Do they get a commission? I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was not going to let go of this. And my brother-in-law was screaming at him, what don't you understand about identity theft? She didn't crawl out the window and
yeah.
go to Florida to work. You know, this was somebody else. So right in her family, it happened.
Well, no, I went with Marilyn just 2 weeks ago to her heart doctor that I also use. He's all the way over in Watchung. But
mm-hmm.
I liked him so much, I figured it's worth 20 miles because I like the guy.
Well, you feel good about the person, yeah.
Yeah, right. So you choose doctors that way a
yeah,
lot of
sure.
times, and hairdressers and whatever else. And he was able to go into 5 years of her medical history
yeah.
right from his computer on his lap. And we were blown away at how
mm-hmm.
much access he
all
had.
All your
information
is
he
out
says
there.
It's wonderful and it's dangerous. You know,
yeah, it's a two-edged sword. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that, I think, the fact that and let's not pick on any administration, but Obamacare comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they now need to gather all this information. And why? Who knows? Who's guarding it? You don't
That's
know.
That's just the trouble. We don't
yeah.
know who's guarding it or not guarding it,
right.
as the case may be. How much do the Chinese know about your medical
right.
records, Joe,
right.
and your
and
wife?
They're now saying that the Russians got into the
yes.
Democratic Party's thing and
exactly.
WikiLeaked all these things.
Exactly. It is scary. It really is.
So what does Legal Shield do for a person in relation to this happening?
Well, the Legal Shield or a company partnered with another company called Kroll, K-R-O-L-L,
okay.
Kroll Advisory Solutions, some years ago. And that's the company that handles the identity theft protection.
Right.
We call it ID Shield. And so the company has two different products, the legal services and the identity theft protection. And the folks that work for Kroll are forensic accountants and CPAs and people who really enjoy doing this okay. kind of thing. So identity theft is such an all-pervasive problem that if it happens to you, who are you going to call? What are you going to
right.
do? How are you going to go about trying to unravel? It's like a Gordian knot.
Mm-hmm.
How do you unravel this? And for the average individual, it can take, they estimate, anywhere from 300 to 600 hours of effort, phone calls and letters and emails and faxing things to people and then resending it because they claim they never got it and all that kind of thing. And just getting phone calls where you are stonewalled because you don't know how to talk the talk and you don't mm-hmm. know exactly how to handle it. But the folks at this company, Kroll, do. That's what they do every day. And how much easier is it to just have this? It's an insurance, to have this insurance
right.
policy protecting you so that should it happen, and unfortunately it's not if it happens, it's when it happens, you've got professionals that'll take care of it for you, and you don't have to get agita.
So what is the first symptom that somebody might see?
Well, one of my clients went to file their taxes, you know, regular old April 15th taxes,
right.
to find out that their refund had already been taken.
Nice.
Someone else had already done it. So, and I saw a show on 60 Minutes or something.
Right.
Some people down in Florida, this is their cottage industry.
Yeah.
They just harvest people's information and just will file bogus tax returns. And if they get to it before you do, they get your refund. And then they disappear.
Wow.
Where'd your money go? And it can be worth your life trying to get it back
yeah.
and get it undone and redone properly. So it can be a nightmare. Another one of my clients found out she had the ID Shield, and she found out that even though they had refinanced their house and got a new mortgage, the old one was still there on the record, so her credit rating was down in the depths.
Wow.
And when she contacted the ID Shield people, they knew who to call and what to do, and in a short period of time, it was removed and everything was fine again. But, you know, you could go to apply for a loan or buy a car or
right.
try to get a house, like with good old Joe Peters here.
Yep.
They want to buy a house and suddenly find out they can't get the mortgage. Well, how come? Well, because they've got all these horrible things on their credit report, which they never did, which never don't belong to them, but there it is. How do you prove that wasn't me? I didn't skip out on utility bills
so
somewhere.
Legal Shield is a small monthly
yes.
service.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's under $20.
Yes, it is.
And that allows everything you just described to happen. Once
mm-hmm.
you discover that I went for my tax and somebody's already in there and has some information they shouldn't have, you call Legal Shield. What if you're there already? Is
well,
there any hope?
You can yes, you can after the horses escaped the barn.
Yeah,
yeah you can enroll and they can help you after the fact.
Okay.
But one of the great things is they're monitoring you all the time, so you're going to get an email saying, "Did you open that credit card?"
Interesting.
Oh, well, yes, I did. Well, if you did open a new credit card,
yep.
then, okay, nothing to do about it. But if you didn't, then you call them up. And then they'll go to work on it. And they'll find out, well, who was it that did open that credit card in your name if it wasn't
you?
So
I run a it's not TransUnion. It's one of there's three different credit bureaus. But
mm-hmm.
I pay one of them $10 a month. And they'll send – I have little things that account dropped, that went up, or
mm-hmm.
account was opened. And it's sort of informative. I have to watch it, but they send me emails. And
mm-hmm.
then I can go on and get a free credit report as many times as I want. But it doesn't give you your FICO score because that's $20 a month. So,
yeah.
you know, everything's whatever. This could replace that and
oh,
give
absolutely.
You so much more.
Yeah, and they use three different credit monitoring
right.
Companies, not just one. What a lot of times what will happen is there'll be a breach. A company has a terrible breach, and you know hundreds of thousands of people
like
have been breached.
The department store did last year.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, what sometimes will happen is you'll get a letter, often very much after the fact, that there was a breach, and well, here we're going to offer you a year of free
right.
Experian to monitor your credit, and you have to keep checking all the time. But they will do that. because that's much cheaper for them to do that than to run the risk of all the problems that you might have. Something right. similar happened to my husband. Years and years ago, someone from the Veterans Administration took a laptop home.
Hmm.
It was stolen. In that laptop were just a gazillion records of yeah. veterans, and that has everything, your date of birth, Ooh. Your address, your name, your everything is in there. So long after the fact, thank you very much, the Veterans Administration sent a letter saying, oh, by the way, there was a possibility that your information was compromised, and we're giving you a year of Experian for free. Well, my husband was like frantic, and he was checking it every day to make sure that mm-hmm. nothing happened. Fortunately, no, nothing did happen. Apparently, nobody got hold of it. Maybe they just wanted the computer, and they didn't care the records. I don't know. But it was a scary little thing, and that was right up and close and personal in our household, too, with a possible identity theft.
So ID Shield, well, I'm mm-hmm. trying to make sure I got the right brochure here. I had yeah. two, and one's inside the other. I lost one already. There it is. It's on a book. So there's Legal Shield and there's ID Shield.
Right.
ID Shield is the identity protection.
Identity theft protection, monitoring, and restoration, right. which is the big thing.
And it says it's 1995. ID Shield family.
For a family.
For a family. Mm-hmm. So you can protect two people for that?
The individual and spouse or partner or and partner. Kids up to 18.
Okay. And then there's also a LifeLock Advantage plan. That's the other thing we're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
in the second part of the show. So for $19.95 for a family, you could have all of these things, coverage, consultation, restoration, privacy monitoring, security monitoring. Sounds cheap.
You see all the check marks that run down the line there?
Yeah.
That's everything you get with ID Shield.
Wow.
With the name of the other company that you mentioned a second ago, they have very few check marks in right. the column showing what they cover.
Well, I'll tell you something. Tomorrow morning I'm going to call you. We're going to set our stuff on this.
I'll be waiting for the call.
You've just sold me on it. What should people other than doing this,
mm-hmm.
be doing to protect themselves a little better? Like, I am very reluctant to give out Social Security numbers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, for one thing, if you have a shredder, you ought to.
Right.
And shred anything that's got your address on it.
Okay.
We religiously do that at home, and shred everything that comes in. Even if you just tear off the front of the envelope and shred that and throw the rest in the garbage. But you always got to make sure, because catalogs will come, and they've already pre-populated the order sheet with your name and address.
Isn't that nice?
So don't just throw the catalog in the trash. Open it up and make sure the order sheet doesn't have your name on it, too.
Here's something I learned today.
Yeah, yeah. It's insidious. And all of these advertisements and things you get in the mail that you don't even ask for, offering you a credit card. I don't want that credit card, thank you. Right. I don't need any more credit cards, thank you.
What annoys me the most is they send you 5 checks that are good for...
Oh, yeah, and they've all got your name and address on them, so you got to shred those, too. So shred things that might possibly have your information on it. Obviously, don't give information on the phone to anybody.
Right.
And that's something to really warn... our seniors, a lot more senior than you and I are, because we're savvy about that. But the really older folks, like my mother's age, up in their 90s, they can tend to be more gullible or more easily bullied or whatever on the phone and might give critical information out, date of birth, social security number, that kind of thing. And that's just deadly, because people can use that and have a wonderful time, you know, opening credit cards and, you know, trying to get a mortgage and all kinds of things using your information.
When I go to do something on one of the credit bureau things, they'll always ask me a question only I would know. They'll say, here's 6 banks. Which one did you have a mortgage with?
Or,
you know, they're getting a little better at
having, they're getting more savvy.
Yeah. And I can remember credit card companies calling me saying, something happened outside your profile. Is this really you? We went to Europe last year, and we had to register the cities we'd be in with the credit card we were going to use. And if you stepped out of that profile, they would call you on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a little better, but it's not like anybody's worried about you. They're sort of worried about themselves.
Covering themselves. Yeah. How much will they be liable for?
Right.
Yeah.
I know I've always been leery when somebody wants your name, your Social Security, and your date of birth. I mean, those are – the name's pretty hard not to give, but when you couple all three of those together, you can do a credit lookup on a person. You can apply for a credit card for
Absolutely.
A person. And you want to know if somebody's done that to you. You need to have some basic identity theft protection to mm-hmm. let you know that. I don't remember who I use, but one of them's Experian, one's TransUnion, and one's, what's the third credit? There's three of them anyway. Yep. I use one of them, and if in effect somebody does a background, looks up my file, mm-hmm. they send me a note, which I'll say, okay, that's good. And I'll turn out, well, some credit card companies look at your file every 2 years or so. I guess that's how they update their files, that you're still breathing and that you're still working.
You're still, yeah, the credit card is still valid.
I've never in my life understood how they know who you work for and how much you make. But they do know how creditworthy you are based
yes.
on the amount of cards you've got, the amount of your open to buy that you've used, and how quickly you're paying people back.
Exactly.
And I know Marilyn got into deep sneakers with one of – what she did was she just had like five or six cards, like we had gone to Pella Windows for something. And she said, I haven't used this since we sold the house. I'm just mm-hmm. going to cancel a card. I said, no, don't ever do that, because now you are doing something that's a red flag by closing a card, and you're better off just leaving it open and not using it.
Mm-hmm.
So the credit scoring, and I used to work on this when I was in retail. I mean, there were some really interesting things that they would look at. They'd look at where you lived. Heaven forbid you lived in a trailer park. I'm sure some really nice people live in trailer parks. But that was a red flag.
Uh-huh.
That meant you were not of the social level that they were probably looking for. I'm not sure if they still do it today. But lots and lots of things. Just like your insurance company asks, do you have a trampoline? You never want to say, yes, I have a trampoline.
Yes. Or do you have one of those types of dogs that's
yeah,
on
right.
the bad
Certain,
list?
Right.
Yeah.
So they gather information that fit into a profile of people that they have trouble with, and then you are sort of like redlined because you now fit into that profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know I've been cautious for the last 10 years or so at watching my credit. And I know just because Marilyn lost her, we thought we lost her wallet, and it turns out she had left it a week later. We've gone and closed all 12 credit cards that were, and why she carries 12 credit cards is another whole discussion.
That's another whole discussion, right?
But we went and called all 12, got all 12 reestablished, and we get a call from the diner saying, Your pocketbook's been here for over a week. Do you know?
Oh, dear. Like, she didn't know that's where she left it.
I never thought about we went out for breakfast the next day. I haven't finished the story.
Oh, golly.
And they were so nice, and we tipped the girl, and it was great because there was some stuff that she hadn't started going, like a new Social Security card and a new this and a new that.
Yeah.
We just took care of the credit cards. It's scary when it happens.
Very. You're very vulnerable. Yeah, and you knew. Yes, you knew.
This is happening, and you don't know about it.
You were taking care of it yourself, so you were being proactive. But what happens when someone gets your information and you have no idea?
I agree.
Yeah, yeah, it is scary. Well, that's one of the things with ID Shield. If you don't know what to do, or you're wondering about things with your credit, you can call up and talk to one of their counselors, as long as it takes to talk to and become confident about what you're doing. There's no charge for that. It's all part of the. Part of the fee Beautiful. Of the membership.
Okay, once again, it's Joe Peters sitting here with Gail Patterson. Gail can be reached at 908-399-2852, and Joe can be reached at 908-238-0118. We're going to go a few paid sponsored commercials, and we'll be back in about 1.5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
So it's Joe Peters back with Gail Patterson. Joe Peters is a local realtor. I work with Weicker in a duo of Hunterdon and Somerset. And on the first and third Tuesdays of the month, I have a show called Real Estate Matters. The first one is a recap of what happened the month before. The third Tuesday is sort of an interview with like a home inspector or an attorney. And then the other two shows I do, the second and fourth, are 55-plus shows where we get into subjects that I think, because I now are 55-plus, once again, I say, you know, 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior, now I are one, and it beats the alternative. I'm trying to help take what I've discovered over the last 10 to 15 years and share it by having people on like Gail. We've been talking about ID Shield, and now we're going to come over and talk more about Legal Shield.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they differ?
Well, Legal Shield is a totally different thing. It is making legal services available to people very affordably. A lot of times if something comes up and you think you might be in some kind of a legal pickle, what do you think about it? Oh, it's going to be so expensive to get a lawyer. What am I going to do? Can't afford it.
Yep.
Well, going and talking to your neighbor about it, or perhaps looking something up on the internet, free advice could end up being the most expensive advice you ever got.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do need to talk to a lawyer and find out where you stand, what you can do, what you can't do, what the law is in a certain situation. But you don't have to worry about how expensive it is, because if you are a member of Legal Shield, you can call up and talk to a lawyer every day of the week.
Hmm.
And you can get advice. You can understand thoroughly what your legal situation is. They will stay on the phone with you as long as necessary, without a meter ticking, so that you know exactly where you stand legally in any particular situation. If you're having a problem with, a service provider, a contractor, somebody didn't do a good job or didn't finish the job or overcharged you or did a bad job, and it doesn't matter how eloquent you are on the phone when you call and try to get them to make good on what they did. Magic can happen when they get a letter from a lawyer.
Mm.
Suddenly, they fall all over themselves to try to make good on the situation.
Okay.
That's part of the power of having Legal Shield. We have the very first thing that we do for all of our clients right from the get-go, as part of the plan, a will and medical directive for the individual and the spouse or partner. And unfortunately, a lot of people are flying without a net. They don't have one. You've probably run into that problems with selling homes,
sure.
And you can't sell it because it's all tied up in probate, and,
yep.
And you know, what are you going to do? And the family is all torn apart, and they would really like to sell the house, and they can't, and who does it really belong to? And it can be a mess. But if you have a will and you have a medical directive, those are two very important documents to have. And it's peace of mind for your family. And then people know exactly what's supposed to happen. That's the first thing that we do for everybody as part of the plan. And I know years ago, I got my mom a will done, and it was a simple 3-page will, no complicated estate, no mm-hmm. messy involved situation. It was over $500.
Wow.
It was $500.
Wow.
And then she said a couple years ago, she said, well, I need to update my will. You know, a couple things have changed. I said, time out, Mom. I'm getting you a Legal Shield membership. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to pay for the Legal Shield membership because right. an entire year was less than half what that will cost.
That's amazing.
And they did a new will for her and the medical directive. And then, good for you, Mom, you called them two or three times yourself right. to ask legal questions. And they were delightful, absolutely delightful with her.
So LifeLock, Legal Shield and ID Shield.
Right.
ID Shield is the identity theft mm-hmm. and Legal Shield. These are both available on a monthly basis.
Correct.
Both at about $20 a month.
Right. And you're not locked in like a cell phone contract. You're not right. locked into anything.
So you could try it and at some
yeah.
point in time.
Yeah. And if you, find that it on. Isn't really what you thought it was or you don't want to have it anymore, then you're not mm-hmm. you're not
How
locked in.
How did you discover these subjects?
Well, we, my husband and I, a financial planner, shoved some papers in front of us and said, here, you really should have this. And we signed up for it, not even really realizing what we were signing okay. up for, and didn't really use it until one day I said, you know what? We have this legal thing, and I think I'm going to call them.
Yep.
And so I called, and I spoke with the lawyer and got all kinds of information, and it worked out really well. And I thought, well, you know what? This is a pretty cool thing. I think I'd like to represent it. So one thing led to another, and I signed up as an associate, and that was 5.5 years ago.
Good.
And I've used the plan a number of times myself from anything from the trivial to the traumatic.
Right.
In one case, I was being overcharged $6.25, an entire $6.25.
Yeah.
And I was just annoyed, and it was just the principle of the thing. And it didn't matter how charming and eloquent I was on the phone, they were not changing their mind about
right.
it. I said, well, then, I guess I'll have my attorney contact you. And they're going, yeah, right, lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for $6.25, you're going to have a lawyer get involved?
Yeah.
Well, I did. And so I called the Legal Shield and talked with the lawyer and said, this is the problem. Here's the address of the company that's overcharging me, and I would like you to send them a letter. Lo and behold, that charge came off my bill the following month.
Wow.
It was, and that's a trivial. That's a minor
right.
thing. But you certainly can use Legal Shield up to including, you know, automobile problems, somebody slips and falls on your porch and they want to sue you, you've got representation
yep.
in the plan, anything, any legal matter you can think of, any topic, any subject, you call and you speak with an attorney there, not just one attorney wearing many hats, but an attorney who is experienced in that area of law. And each state has its own provider law firm, so they know the laws in that
yeah.
state. But if you go on vacation to Nevada or someplace
right.
and you have any kind of an issue, you're going to get a lawyer in that state to talk to, all covered under the same plan.
So are these all attorneys working for themselves or other firms that do this as part of what they do, or is there a Legal Shield staff somewhere?
No, it's not a Legal Shield staff. It's
okay.
a provider of law firm in each state, and sometimes
right.
if it's a really large state like Fort Lauderdale, California, more than one
yeah.
law firm, depending on your geographic situation. But it's a firm that has been vetted very carefully by the company.
Right.
Its home base is Oklahoma, Legal Shield. And they investigate the law firm to make sure that it's reputable and has a good track record. And then once a law firm becomes a Legal Shield provider attorney, they don't want to lose that contract because they get a very nice retainer check every month from Legal Shield, which makes the whole thing more customer service focused. When you call them up, they want to serve you. They want
okay.
to help you. They want to make you comfortable and happy with the service.
Well, so whether you're 55 plus or 55 minus, both of these things are good things.
Absolutely.
And they're both minor. I mean, if you were just to take the ID theft, the ID Shield for $20 a month, that's
mm-hmm.
$240 a year.
Yeah.
As I said, right now I'm spending $9.95 for one of these credit bureaus, and it gives
mm-hmm.
me barely anything over just some alerts, and they always want me to upgrade to the $19.95.
Of course they want you to,
even
yeah.
offer the $9.95.
Yeah.
It might have come from an ID breach somewhere at one
mm-hmm.
point in time. I got
mm-hmm.
a preferred rate. So it sounds like, oh, yeah, I know how I think. It's like another $20 a month. All of a sudden, I'm spending $500 a month. But this is something that's tangible. It's something
yes,
you
it
can
is.
Measure.
And you don't just have your credit card ID. You have your driver's license ID.
Right.
You have your medical ID. Somebody steals your medical information, and they can go to the hospital and get treatment and care.
Right.
And your medical records can be changed. Your
wow.
blood type could be changed on the records. They could say, if you go in with terrible pain in your abdomen, yeah, but you had your appendix out 2 years ago, Mr. Peters.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But somebody went in and had treatment under your plan, they might not give you the right treatment. They might give you the wrong kind of blood because your records got changed by somebody else who posed as you and got into your medical records. It's very, very scary.
Very interesting. So whether you're 55 plus or 55 minus, I've just developed a new category.
Yes, yeah. A whole new radio show.
If you'd like to call Gail and talk about these, and she's very non-pushy. I've known her for several years. We've had breakfast once or twice. We belong to the Chamber of Commerce together. If the Chamber of Commerce would have her, she's not a bad person. And we're sitting at Chamber Radio right now. I would give her a buzz at 908-399-9852 and talk to her. She's really as pleasant as she sounds, and she's non-pushy, and she'll explain how this would work for you and your family. And, yeah, it's a few bucks a month, but it's just that. It's a few bucks a month for peace of mind. And if you ever have gone through the antithesis of, oh, my God, somebody stole my ID, that could be tens of thousands of dollars and loss of sleep and credit and ability to live the rest of your life normal. It's a drop in a bucket. So talk about a little bit more about the Legal Shield, other things that are there. I'm seeing that you've got auto motor vehicle services.
Right.
For one.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of us have to drive a car
right.
to get where we need to go, unless you live in a city and take the bus for everything. If you have anybody in your family who drives like a teenager or you drive like a teenager, there's a chance that you might have a little discussion with an officer about that,
mm-hmm.
and you might get a ticket. The first thing you do is you send your ticket in to the lawyer at the provider law firm, and they'll look it over for you and give you advice on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it issued correctly? Was the statute on it correctly? Whatever. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But they will advise you. And if it would help your situation any, they'll go to court with you.
Hmm.
It even happened to one of our people in Legal Shield, one of the executive directors. He was driving home. He lives in Maryland. He was driving home through Georgia. He readily admits he's got a lead foot. And the officer in Georgia noticed that and pulled him over and gave him a juicy ticket. And it was going to be a lot of money, several hundred dollars, and it was going to be points carried over to his state. So he was not at all happy about that. When he got home, he called the attorney. He called Legal Shield provider attorney. And they said, okay, you're going to send a copy of the ticket to our firm in Georgia because that's where the ticket happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they took care of it, and they went to court for him. He did not have to drive back down to Georgia.
Wow.
And we do not fix tickets. Legal Shield doesn't fix tickets for people. But if you've ever gone to court for a traffic violation, you can discuss and perhaps work things around a little bit better. So it turned out much better for him than the original ticket. It was a lot less money he had to pay in a fine, and it worked out much better for him. So there's that. There are trial hours that you gain when you draw representation in court, either pre-trial investigation and organization of paperwork and whatnot, and then actual trial hours, which increase over the first 5 years that you have the plan up to 300 hours. And if you think you might need more, if you think you might have more problems than that, you can actually get a rider on the plan and add trial hours to that should you want to.
Very impressive. I see you've got family matters, things like uncontested.
Exactly. They added that a name change, uncontested divorce, and real estate transactions.
Wow.
That they will take care of, and that's all under the umbrella of the $19.95 a month.
Well, and you know, I can tell you, an attorney today for real estate is typically used to be about $1,200, but things got a lot complicated last year, and now it's like $1,400 for most attorneys.
Wow, that's painful.
We had two guys named Dodd-Frank that put together a bill that would have been a great bill to have 10 years ago, but today it's overkill, and it's just making everything take longer. And I'm sure there's good side to it. I'm not bad-mouthing the two guys, but I got to tell you, it's complicated our lives and cost you another couple hundred bucks. So if you're going to spend even the $1,200 for an attorney, this is $1,200.
This is saving you a ton of money there. Absolutely.
Yeah. IRS audits.
Yes, and that's a scary thought, to have your taxes audited. Nobody really wants to have that happen. But what can happen is the IRS agents will ask you questions they know they shouldn't ask, but you're so scared you'll answer, and then you incriminate yourself. if you have the Legal Shield attorney with you, the attorney will say, we're not answering that, move on. Mm-hmm. And then we'll move on to questions that they are allowed to ask. So it certainly can help to make an unpleasant situation a whole lot better. And that's another one of the things covered under the umbrella of the plan.
There's so much here.
There's a ton here.
And I'm saying
really?
To myself, I'm calling her tomorrow. law firm's ready to serve, not bill. Your Legal Shield employer's member and her spouse never married dependent children under 26, dependent children under 18. For whom the member is the legal guardian, never married dependent children up to 26 or full-time college students, and that gets to be important now, and physical or mentally disabled child care. I just worked with a woman who, it's interesting, you never think about these things because it doesn't happen to you. Hopefully it doesn't happen. She has a disabled child that was fine through high school. Once she got out of high school, there was no service in New Jersey that she could afford for that child. She's literally moving to Florida.
Oh, my.
In order to find a state that's more invalid child friendly.
Wow.
As far as benefits.
She has to uproot and move.
Uproot and move. And
wow.
She's a beautiful person that is, she's got a beautiful child that she's raised over these years, and now it's just like our elderly leaving New Jersey because it's expensive to live here.
Mm-hmm. And so many of us are faced with that thought.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, we're faced with the younger, the under 35 going towards New York and the over 65 going towards Pennsylvania and Delaware. And
leaving a big vacuum.
All that's left in the middle, I hate to call them, are the older folks, the getting older every day. And that's one of the things that the tourism committee is going to address, is trying to bring more people in.
Oh, how to invite more people
bring
in.
Here to, we're going to do a bicycle winery tour.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Pedal from winery to winery. I'm not sure how it's going to work for the 7th and 8th winery on the tour, but we're going to
we're falling off of our bicycles.
But it sounds like a great idea. So, I mean, Hunterdon County is a great place. It really is. And coming through the Hunterdon Chamber and all of the leadership programs last year, I've really gotten involved with it, and I'm even more in love with it. And I was pretty much in love with it to start with. Look at some of my references on Zillow. People say, this guy loves Hunterdon County. And I also love Somerset County. I'm going to actually go through their leadership course in an upcoming year. I'm amazed by how much we've got and the people that are here. And it just sort of solidifies that this is the place I want to live and spend the rest of my life with. Now, if I'm not earning money, yeah, it's kind of pricey to live here, tax-wise.
True.
And what some of our people have said, people just go into Pennsylvania. They can still drive back and work here or visit family, but the cost of living in the very, very section of Pennsylvania that New Jersey touches is a lot cheaper. So we see some of that going on, too. For myself, fortunately, I'm a knock on for Micah, making enough real estate transactions happen that it's not enough problem for me yet, but someday it probably will be. I mean, we're all gonna face the alternative of sooner or later you're not going to be able to work. And I'm just I'm very thankful every day that I've been healthy enough to keep going. So, Gail, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It was wonderful.
It is. And once again, if you'd like to talk to Gail about either one of these products, her number is 908-399-2852, 399-2852. It's Gail Patterson. Or Gail Patterson at LegalShieldAssociate.com. That's a lot in one mouthful.
That is a big, long address, isn't it?
Give her a call. 399-2852. It's easy. My name's Joe Peters. I do real estate across Hunterdon and Somerset. I help you make your dreams and come true, and your goals and dreams, I usually say. And I do that from a real estate viewpoint, and I do it in Hunterdon and Somerset in the residential areas. So if you'd like to talk to me about any of those things or any other show that we've had, give me a buzz at 908-238-0118. You'll find I'll probably pick up on a first ring if I'm not already talking to somebody else. So we're going to move on to another paid commercial in the news, and Greg will be on with his radio show for music right after we adjourn. Thanks for tuning in, and so much for 55 plus and now 55 minus. We invented a new show. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
I have to yield to the FBI investigation because that investigation continues. We want that to be thoughtful, meticulous, and unfettered.
White House spokesman Eric Schultz not commenting about the release of the Democratic National Committee emails by WikiLeaks. The 20,000 hacked emails showed favoritism toward Hillary Clinton in the primaries by the Democratic National Committee. Despite that, Bernie Sanders is pleading with supporters to endorse Clinton. They are continuing to protest in Philadelphia, but he may be the one to formally endorse her tonight at the convention, according to the Washington Post. And Clinton will become the first woman ever to receive a major U.S. political party's presidential nomination. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is also expected to be confirmed as the party's vice presidential nominee. Former President Bill Clinton will be tonight's